97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. My guest is Mr. Dan Friedman, who is the owner of Special Treats in the Timberline Shopping Center. Dan, thanks for coming in.
It's great to be here.
Pleasure. Dan, what is Special Treats?
Special Treats is a small boutique chocolate shop located, as you said, in the Timberline Shopping Center in Chapel Hill. And everything we sell is made by people with disabilities. That's the unique concept of the store. And it's mostly chocolate, but we sell other items and we branch out. We're going to be carrying kettle corn. We carry coconut macaroons, biscotti. But what all of these products have in common is that they're made all over the country in locations where the workers are have some sort of disability,
yes.
Autism, physical disabilities, Down syndrome, whatever it is. And most of our vendors, maybe all of our vendors, are nonprofit organizations.
Oh.
We're not. We're a regular for-profit business, but our suppliers benefit when we purchase from them. So when someone comes into our store and buys a fancy gourmet dark chocolate truffle or something, they're actually creating jobs for people with disabilities all over the country. And we also have one supplier who is right here in Chapel Hill.
Do your suppliers find you or do you find the suppliers? They're so special.
Well, you know, in the beginning, we found them. And Autism Speaks, a well-known nonprofit organization, has a website with a list of these sorts of organizations. And that's where I started from. And then I started Googling and so forth and found a bunch of these people. And now it's getting to the point where we're starting to get referrals. One of our suppliers told us, you know, you should be carrying, you know, this.
Oh.
And here's how you get a hold of them. And so we get a hold of them. And it just grows.
Yes. You said that they all supply for various forms of chocolate. Did I hear that correctly? You mentioned biscotti, et cetera. But all of them focus on sweets, on treats, I imagine, which is
yes.
the name of your store, Special Treats.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Now, how do you gauge the quality of their products to make sure they pass, let's just say, FDA rules?
Well, they have to pass all of those basic rules before they're even allowed to sell to the public. We did have one vendor who, when we first met them, they were still making their candy. It's a crunchy chocolate peanut thing. They were still that they invented. They were still making that at home.
Oh.
And in the location where they were, apparently that was legal. It was out of state. But I told them for us to sell that product in our store, it has to be made at a licensed, inspected commercial kitchen. And they made that change, and we were able to carry their product. The main way that we decide that a product is suitable for us is I have a – I call it my focus group, but it's really just a bunch of friends who have agreed to be tasters.
Oh, poor babies. They got to
yeah.
eat chocolate.
It's not that hard to find volunteer tasters, actually.
Right, right.
And of course, in the store, we have customers. And I will give them a sample and say, we don't actually carry this. We're thinking about carrying this. What do you think?
Right.
And they'll tell me, you know, their opinion. But the tasters that I've worked with are only useful to me if they're honest. So I
right.
tell them,
right.
you know, and there's a natural tendency. You give a person something, they say, thank you, it's great. And I tell them, put that on hold. Don't tell me it's great unless it's really great, because
right.
I'm going to be buying cases of this stuff. I need to make sure it's good.
Right.
And I've had people there was a English toffee that a company makes and sells, a nonprofit organization, the best intentions. And my taster ate it and said, it's not as good as Chapel Hill toffee.
Oh.
So that was important information
that.
To know
yes.
because I'd be crazy to carry something that there's a better version of, you know, local.
That's true. The competition. Yeah.
So,
right.
So we don't accept everything that that is sent to us.
Now, I'm allergic to certain nuts. How do you make sure that when you give somebody a sample, they don't react to it? For example, if you gave me something with a cashew in it, I'd be deathly ill. How do you make sure that they know this is – how do they know the ingredients?
Well, a lot of times with the sample, people will ask me.
Ah.
You know, which is a smart thing to do.
Hello.
Someone's going to give you something to eat.
I
they
would.
Say, what's in this?
Yes.
And, you know, and I'll tell them it has peanuts, you know. And, in fact, if somebody – you hear about peanut allergies that are really serious.
Yes.
And that person should probably not even set foot in our store. And if they want biscotti or something else that doesn't involve nuts, send a friend or relative in to buy it for you, because they're – peanuts and tree nuts and all sorts of that kinds of things all over the place.
Yes.
So, and we have signs posted, but
I did notice that when I was in the store. It did say may contain tree nuts. I said, oh, that's good to know.
Right.
How do you ensure freshness? What's the shelf life? Let's say you get a crate of something in. People love it, but then it stops selling. What happens if it – is there a shelf life that you dispose of things?
Different products have different shelf lives, obviously depending on the ingredients – the way it's prepared, very importantly, the way it's packaged, and we have all different kinds of products, so they have varying shelf lives. We have things that will last a very long time. We have things that have a very short shelf life, so we have to be mindful of that. And I have a product that's on sale right now because when it approaches that that cutoff date, it goes on sale. And we mark it down and move it out in advance of the shelf date.
Right. Now, if it approaches the shelf date, or if it passes the shelf date, then what happens to it?
Well, I haven't had that happen yet.
Okay.
But my understanding is that it goes to the food pantry.
Oh, good. There's no waste here.
Right.
Okay. Excellent.
Right.
Okay.
Or we could just have a big party and just gorge ourselves.
Such a party.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
My preferred choice, if it works out that way, would be that it would go to the food pantry. And some less fortunate people in Chapel Hill and Carrboro would be eating some wonderful goodies.
This is great. Everybody wins.
Yep.
This is perfect. Dan, when I introduced you, I said you were in Timberline. Can you tell us specifically where in Timberline you're located?
Sure. Well, first of all, if somebody – I noticed that the coverage area of the station is fairly large, so we might have people from Hillsboro or Durham listening. The Timberline Shopping Center is on Weaver Dairy Road, just east of Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Right. Right.
So it's pretty easy to find. It's been there since 1983.
Yes.
We are in pretty much the center. If you know what Timberline looks like, we're back in the corner.
Back in the corner, near the post office.
Right.
Got it. Thank you. Dan, let's take a break. When we come back, let's hear more about special treats. You're listening to 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. My guest today is Mr. Dan Friedman, who is the owner of Special Treats. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
And we're back. My guest today is Mr. Dan Friedman, who is the owner of Special Treats in the Timberline Shopping Center. Dan, why did you start Special Treats?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question because I have an adult son who's autistic, and over the years it's been very difficult finding him employment. And you know, when he was in the school system, everything was fine, and he graduated from Carrboro High, which was great. And then the process of finding a job begins, and it's a tough process. And there are a lot of parents of autistic young adults looking around going, what is my kid going to do for a job now that they're out of school? And so I decided to start a business so that my son would have a place to work. And I had noticed that there were the – first of all, I live in the neighborhood – in Timberline. I'm walking distance from that shopping center, and I'm at that shopping center every day. I buy my groceries there. I go to the post office. I'm there all the time. So I'm very familiar with stores that come and go and, you know, who's doing well and who's not and that sort of thing. And I saw this space vacant for quite some time. It had been empty for more than a year, maybe 2 years. And I have a previous background in real estate.
Ah.
And so I naturally, the wheels start turning in my mind, and I start thinking, I wonder what would go in that store. And I thought of various different kinds of businesses that might work in that space. The space is a little less than 500 square feet. So that rules out a number of businesses, which I guess is why it had sat empty
for so long.
For a while.
Sure.
Right. It's not the kind of business. I mean, you couldn't put a restaurant in there, you know, or some sort of business that requires more space. So a business like Special Treats is perfect for it because we don't actually make the candy in that store. Our candy and other items come from suppliers all over the country. We have stuff that we get from Arizona, Texas. Two of our best vendors are in Florida. A great one is in the D.C. area in
wow.
Northern Virginia. And we're looking at one now that's in Kansas. So maybe someday we might even have some international vendors. If
My
we can
goodness.
Get around the shipping issues, there's a place in Japan that makes that's a workshop for disabled people.
Oh, for those who just tuned in, Dan, would you remind us of who your suppliers are in terms of what's special about them?
Right. Everything we buy is made by people with disabilities. So whether it's chocolate truffles or biscotti or spiced nuts, whatever it is that we sell, there's actually a couple of companies that make dog biscuits.
Dog biscuits.
And we're trying to decide if we want to do a little test for that. So
yes.
Who knows? And we're going to look at popcorn and all different kinds of things.
Yes.
But the one thing they all have in common is that the workers are disabled. And the other thing that they mostly have in common is their story is the same as our story, which is the business was started by parents to provide a job for their kids.
Yes. Now, you mentioned they're nonprofit, but you are, of course, for profit. So how do they make their money? I guess you buy it from them because to cover their costs?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
They're nonprofit, but there's plenty of money changing hands. One of the differences between their business model and our business model is, you know, we both sell goods and receive money.
Right.
But since they're a nonprofit, everything they take in gets recycled back into the business to grow the business. And then the other thing is, being a nonprofit, they're allowed to accept donations.
I see. I see.
We don't, you know, if someone wants to encourage and support our business, they do that by eating chocolate, which I always say it's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it.
Right.
That's right.
That's the whole idea. My
so
goodness.
If you could change the world by eating chocolate, what's not to like, you know?
What a great idea. And was your idea to name it Special Treats?
Yeah, it's a play on words for the term special needs, which is what all of these workers are categorized
right.
as.
Now, how many of these special needs, special treats stores are there?
Well, so far, just the one in Timberline, and we'd like to expand somewhere down the road. I'm hoping that we'll be opening a store sometime in Durham.
Mm-hmm.
But people ask me, is this a chain? Is this a franchise or something like that? No, we started with just the one store.
Right.
And we'll see how things go.
Right. Now, I mentioned again that you're in Timberline. For those who might not know where Timberline is, or give us some specifics as how they can find you, if you would, Dan.
Well, fortunately, it's very close to I-40, and everybody in the country knows where I-40 is.
Exit 266.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So get off at Highway 86 mm-hmm. and go south and you found us at Weaver Dairy Road.
Right, right. What are your hours?
10 to 7 every day.
Including Sunday?
Yep, every day.
Oh, Oh, 7 days a week. Yep. Okay. You don't market very much, do you? It sounds like you're there and people just word of mouth, or how will you be marketing down the road?
We're ramping that up. We're going to do some sort of traditional direct mail to the neighborhood. One idea that I had, we're a stone's throw, literally, from the post office.
Yeah.
And so one of the things we're doing is a direct mail piece to everyone who has a post office box.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Half the town walks right past our store on a weekday morning. And the other thing, and again, my background is not marketing. My background is finance.
Yes.
But I've ordered, and I just got a notice that it's shipped. We've ordered a very large banner that takes up our entire window, and it just says chocolate.
Chocolate.
That's all it says.
That's
one
all
word.
It needs to say.
Right.
That's beautiful.
So we're going to try to grab people's attention.
Okay.
And then do other sort of outreach things. The autism community holds events and walks and rallies and things like that. And we feel like we should be a part of that. They've been very accepting to us.
Brilliant idea, Dan. Once again, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear more about special treats. You're listening to 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. My very special guest today is Mr. Dan Freeman, who is the owner of Special Treats, located in the Timberline Shopping Center in Chapel Hill. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you again for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. Dan Freeman, who is the owner of Special Treats in the Timberline Shopping Center in Chapel Hill. Dan, I know people are just tuned in late or whatever. Very quickly, recap who you are and what you do.
Great. Special Treats is a boutique chocolate shop in the Timberline Center, as you said. Our unique concept is that everything we sell is made by people with disabilities, not just locally, but throughout the country.
Perfect, perfect. And you mentioned you started Special Treats because your son is autistic, right? And you're looking for him to have a job or something to do after he graduated from high school, correct? Your vendors are other people who started theirs for the same reasons. Tell us some stories about your vendors.
Sure. We have a very interesting group of vendors, again, from all over the country. And the one thing that they have in common is all of these companies were started by the parents of adult children with autism, very similar to the reason I started my business. So, and as I said, they're all over the country. Two of our best suppliers are in Florida. And they were both started by women who wanted to find a way for their sons to have a job, and they opened facilities. One's a retail store with a shop in the back where they make the chocolate. Mm-hmm. And I've been there and visited them, and they've grown. They now do training, and they provide occupational skills and so forth for these people. These young people with autism, they're actually not only getting a job, they're getting job training, and they're becoming skilled candy makers.
Beautiful.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, that is amazing. And you say you're going to go as far as Japan, perhaps, to get down the road.
We have a totally open mind about product, and it has to meet certain criteria. First of all, it has to be made by people with disabilities.
Perfect.
And
people
are always telling me, you should carry X. And I say, well, is it made by people with disabilities? Well, no, but it's great stuff. I'm going, well, we're not that kind of a store. Everything that we sell is made by people with disabilities. The other thing is it must be great. We're not a charity. We're not going to give you a piece of candy and you make a donation to our cause or something.
Right.
The chocolate and other treats have to stand on their own.
On their own. Dan, finally, please tell us about the customer experience when they walk into Special Treats. What can they expect when they walk in the door?
Well, the store has a bright, clean, friendly, welcoming atmosphere. The centerpiece of the store is an antique 100-year-old mahogany display case that I brought from a small town in South Carolina where it was in a general store.
Wow.
It's about 100 years old, they say. So I lovingly fixed that up, and that's where you'll find your treats in the in that antique display case. The other thing is I'm a jazz fan, so when you come in, there will be music playing. Hope you like jazz. If not, I'll turn it down till you leave.
That is so much fun. And, of course, it's always samples when you're trying to get new products in.
Yep.
Dan, I wish we had more time, but this has been fascinating. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Dan. You've been listening to 97.9 The Hill, WCHL. My guest today has been Mr. Dan Friedman, who is the owner of Special Treats in the Timberline Shopping Center of Chapel Hill. This is Sharon Hill saying thank you so much for listening. That's our show for today.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.